the next few days.
Yeah, losing Blues Fest yesterday was a huge body blow. There's so many people that I know who've bought tickets, people who won tickets here on our own station, everyone looking forward to it, people rolling into the place, literally going to the campgrounds and being told, you can't stay here. Got to go find accommodation as well.
It's like the start of a joke. There's one nurse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Honestly, this is, but, you know, it is obviously for the right reasons, but New South Wales Health had to get involved and say, no.
Is that right?
You need to cancel this because I think with the weather too and the mud and lots of people there and a lot of people are getting tested, this particular strain is aerolized, which means it's in the air.
Mm-hmm. Absolute cesspit for COVID.
Well, look, it is absolutely, as you know, my sabbatical, my yearly festival. I love going to Blues Fest.
You'll live for it.
It's incredible. Everyone's happy. It's the happiest place on earth. There's no fights. There's no peacocking. There's no idiots. It's just people who love music from all ages coming together. But let's not just think of course, you've got the artists. You also, like you said, you've got the people who have bought tickets.
All the roadies.
You've got people going off on their Instagram page too because someone was saying, this isn't easy to reschedule. I'm already camping at Brunswick Heads. I've come here from WA.
That's right. Mm. It was a long way. Yeah.
The 11th hour.
Remember, we had a chat to Jimmy Barnes recently. He was saying after the death of Michael Gudinski, he was just really looking forward to a big blowout at Blues and having a big gig and really enjoying himself as a tribute to Michael. And
that's
then,
right.
Bang, the rug's been pulled out from underneath the artist's feet.
It's incredibly.
And the punters.
Well, of course, but the organisation behind it, and it's so perfectly done. I mean, these marquees hold over 10,000 people, and there's many of them. Let's talk also about the vendors.
Yeah.
You have a lot of stalls, market stalls as well.
Yeah.
You have vendors who have just
food trucks.
Bought in bulk as well for the weekend. You've got all the bars stocked.
Yeah, I've got a couple of buddies who have a food truck, and they cook all week.
There we go.
I feel
so
for them.
There's a lot of people. You've got the Portaloo people, a lot of people that are missing out on money. People were turning up to camp as well. So it's a hard one because I think a lot of people are like, oh, everything coming out was, oh, Blues, just hang in there. We're still going ahead. And I was thinking, oh, look, no one can look into a crystal ball, but should have they pull the trigger earlier.
Maybe, mate. Absolutely. It's a good call you're making.
Too.
Remember how we felt when we saw spring break being talked about on the news only a week or so ago in the United States? And we were like, oh, no, super spreader event. You mad?
Well, yeah.
What were we thinking?
Well, this could be a super spreader event. God, so a super stripper event or a super.
You still never know. I think one of the real positives out of this is, and something that everyone should do, and sometimes you get lazy about it, but it's those, the check-in apps, the scanning apps where you go through and, a couple of people have been pulled up because they've been in a situation at a cafe or a restaurant where somebody's been positive, they've been able to contact that person and been able to isolate them, and then they've gone into quarantine, which I think is remarkable because we all walk past, we don't want to do it, but we all, spend that moment or two just to do it. It's amazing how good they have been at tracking. Yeah, the original COVID app didn't really work.
No.
But the scanning is definitely worthwhile.
I think it was a very good recalibration for everyone to go, okay, this virus is still in the
community. It's not mucking around.
Yeah.
Let's not muck around. But some of the comments, this was good. Someone said here on the Blues Fest website, a lot of people do understand. They're just heartbroken.
Yeah.
But this person said, bring some rackets and some footballs and it'll be back on soon. Someone else has said, why don't you hold a big international cricket match on the main stage and that way everyone can come and watch it. Just make it a sporting event. Just get Jimmy Barnes to turn up with a Sharon under his arm and we're good to go.
He's a mad Port Adelaide fan.
Yeah, everyone wear your Port Adelaide jerseys. Let's go rock and roll.
Jimmy Barnes' team versus Pete Murray's.
We feel for everyone involved with that. Yeah,
we really do.
Up next, Guns N' Roses. As far as we know, that is going ahead. That's later in the year. And you could be there. We've got your tickets with Triple M's Rock Poetry. I'm going to play in just a sec.